listening to Tassie Encounters on Faith FM, and we're coming to you from Tasmania, right across Australia. Each weekday at 9 a.m, you can hear what the Bible says about past, current, and future events. You can learn how to study the Bible more effectively. You can get to know who God is, why we're here, and where we're going. And you can experience personal encounters with Jesus. I'm your host, Jason Cook, and today David Leo joins us again, continuing our programs for this little series on Jesus in the courtyard.
Yes.
Continuing to talk about the sanctuary. And we promised today we'd be talking about Jesus as the door.
Yeah, which is a funny thing to picture Jesus being the door, because when we think about doors, we've got doors in our homes, right? Plenty of doors. You got the front door and the back door. And inside the house, there might be doors to the bedrooms and doors to whatever rooms. So we're familiar with doors in our understanding. And I don't know about you, Jason, but in the neighborhood I used to live in, grow up as a kid, my friends never left their, they never locked their front door.
Yeah.
We kind of knocked and walked in, you know. Mm-hmm. It was a couple of knocks. Hello, Mr., Mrs., I'm Kimberton, David's here, yeah, that, whatever, you know, like that was, it was the same with our house. But, the door is definitely has everything to symbolize about hospitality. You know, it is if you just barge to a door, it feels like an intrusion.
Mm.
Knocking on the door is somebody's here, you know, we should be, do we answer it or do we not?
Yeah, open the door and invite them in. Hopefully.
Yeah. So it's definitely a, that's something we're familiar with in our time. And I don't know when the first home was built, but from when you get, biblical understanding of, I think of going way back into Abraham's day, where he used to wait for people to enter into his premises and he would want to entertain them. Yeah. That was the way Abraham was. And, they had doors to their tents. So it's something that's been there for a long, long time. But what we understand is the door is an entrance or an exit, and it's symbolic of entering into somebody's territory, which is basically an extension of that particular person.
Mm.
Right. And so in the sanctuary, there's only one way in and one way out. And to be able to enter the courtyard, you had to come through this door, which was facing the west. And they had to come through that door, and, you know, then you enter into the rituals and to everything that happens in the sanctuary. We were the
same. Yeah, was it a physical door, you know, like a timber door, or was it made of canvas? Or
yeah, well, the ancient one was the sanctuary that Moses was told to build, and they carried around. It was just like a tent door. You know, it was an opening. And you had to go through that door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely the invitation of Jesus Christ. You know, that's him saying, come, follow me. Come and get to know who I am. I'm inviting you. My door is open and I invite you to come in.
It's unlocked.
It's unlocked. Yeah. And even Jesus, even in Revelation, Jesus uses it as a symbol. Yeah. Revelation 3 verse 20, it says, I stand at the door and knock. So he's asking, will you invite me in?
Yeah.
Right. So the tables turn. Mm. I'm inviting you.
Mm.
Will you invite? And that's usually the common courtesy, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, usually when people invite you, when you invite someone to their home, it's not long where they say, hey, I want you to come to my home.
Mm.
You know, and we ask the question, well, it's a good way of starting a friendship.
Mm.
There's one way. There's one good way of starting your friendship.
Invite somebody over.
Yeah. And then we always have the courteous thing to say when they come over. Oh, sorry about the mess. You know,
that would be true in my case.
Yeah. Well, we often do that. You know, it's like we didn't have time to clean up before you got here. But apologies. I didn't do that in time. But yeah, the door is definitely a symbolic way of looking at, the hospitality side of things.
Mm.
And so Jesus says in John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And there is a specific analogy that Jesus uses in relation to the time that he comes, actually. That role, that work of a shepherd is something that's been there for centuries.
Mm.
And so he uses that analogy to help us understand what does it mean when he is the door, right? So there's only one way in, one way out. And if we could read that, John 10, verse 7 to 13, please, Jason.
Sure. And we're reading from the English Standard Version. So Jesus again said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Mm. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and gathers them. He flees. Scatters them. Yeah. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep.
So Jesus, this is where Jesus is making a point that he is a good shepherd.
Mm.
Not only is a good shepherd, he says, I am the door. And there's some interesting things. I've looked at how the pens and things were organized in Jesus' day. And there's some interesting shepherd pens. They don't have a gate like ours.
Is this what you call the fold? When they say come into the fold, was that meant to be like the sheep yard?
I don't know, to be honest. Yeah.
I'll have to look that one up as well.
I immediately thought of pastry when you said fold. I think my head's in holiday mode. But
I have to look it up.
Yeah, and it's possible because it does sound like my flock, you know, fold is like my people. But, you know, the pen didn't have a door as such. You know how we got in modern shepherds, sheep pens, they've got a gate that you open and close. You know, the sheepdog comes and chases them in and they close the gate. So what I read was that the shepherds actually sleep at the entrance and the exit.
Right.
Right. So that, you know, that, the sheep can only come in and out through the shepherd. Right. So they either rest there or sleep there and look after the sheep, which is interesting. And so when Jesus uses that term, you can only come in and out for the pastures through me. Yeah, in that analogy he uses, that would be in a literal sense. You know, like he doesn't let one sheep escape without, there's not one sheep that gets out that without him knowing. There's not one sheep that comes in without him knowing. Yeah, just imagine he's counting every sheep that comes in and he's like, oh, all of them are here.
I've just looked it up, David. And it says the this term, coming into the fold, means gathering the sheep into a safe enclosure.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay, then it is.
That's the name of the fold.
Right, okay, so it is what you said.
Mm.
You know, I'm bringing him in the pen. And so the door, he also says that the thief comes in to destroy, to scatter and whatnot. And so if a thief came, they would have to come through the door, or the other option,
Over the fence,
right? And so there's a understanding to for us is that there's a book that I read and it said that I love the way the author put it. I can't remember who it was and what it was about, but I knew what it was about. But he said people want the kingdom, but they don't want the king. Right. Mm. So there's no shortcuts in trying to.
You can't go over the wall.
That's right. You can't shortcut experiencing the kingdom. You have to get to know who Jesus is to understand what the kingdom's about. You know, like this is where we have that talk about, I don't want to go to a place where they're just playing harps and everyone talks and, you know, Kermit the Frog voice and, you know, like everything's just so, you know, goody goody two shoes. That's an understanding without getting to know who Jesus is. When you understand who Jesus is, then you get to realize, I want to be where he is. You know, that's how much I want to get to know Jesus. And so when Jesus says he's the door, he's basically saying that through me, you will understand everything. When he makes that promise, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and he says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. He's saying, get to know who I am, come through the door, and then you'll understand the kingdom that I speak of. And it would be like shortcutting. Ever listen to this? Hopefully I get it more into this. We have a problem right today in modern society where we try to short circuit relationships, right? I talked about the three places, the courting, then the engagements in the holy place, and then the consummation is the most holy place.
Mm.
We in the Western world, we try and just go straight into the most holy place without without everything else that needs to take place first, right?
It's all back to front.
Yeah. And, you know, studies, you know, everyone can see that this is that the hookup culture is not the healthy way to have marital relationships, right? It has to start from a basis of getting familiar with one another. And the invitation has to be there. You can't short circuit that. You can't. Oh, well, you can, but it's not going to work. You can't force yourself into somebody else's territory. You know, the invitation must come. It must be reciprocal. A healthy relationship starts from that. And this is how Jesus begins. He says, get to know who I am, and I'll be prepared to show you the rest. So I'm the doors, excuse me, incredibly significant. We can only go through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one you want to get to know, and everything else starts to open up. Everything starts to be understood.
Absolutely. text us in, what are the key elements of starting a new friendship? We'd love to hear from you. 0488 880891 is our show numbers on Tassie Encounters. So text us in. We can share your message on our Friday program.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Our book offer today and this week is called It's All About Him. After Jesus, everything else is hardly worth talking about. This is by Lee Vendon. This book will move you beyond religious theory into a deeper walk with God. Lee Vendon explains in simple terms how to make friends with Jesus. Using a blend of stories, parables, and plain teaching, he explains how to surrender your will, how to become converted daily, and how to experience Christ's transforming power. Jesus will meet your every need and fulfill your deepest heart longings. It's not what you do that counts, or what you know, it's whom you know. That's what it's all about, and sort of pretty relevant to our series that we've been talking about here. So do text in our code, which is TEM for Tassie Encounters Moments, TEM08 to 0488. Sorry, that was 0488, 880891. The code word, TEM08. Join us again tomorrow as we continue this discussion of the courtyard, and we're going to be looking at Jesus as the sacrificial lamb. So as we go out, this is Paper Horses with Why Don't We?
If the Father is quick to love, why aren't we? If the Father is quick to love, why aren't we? We who have had much forgiven should give as we receive, but we
by wrongs and rights to see.
lay down his power, why won't we? If the sun lay down his power, lay down his power, why?
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.